It is time for us to check sports. It is time for us to bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Must be warm down there if it's 49 up here.
I think they said it's 56.
Yeah. Well, we've got the Rangers could play tonight because out back our parking lot was plowed, and it was the snow was pushed down and packed down, you know what I mean? And so now you've got about a half inch of water on top of the snow. And it is like the smoothest ice in the world.
I used to look forward to that when I was a kid.
It's the smoothest in the world. So I'm telling everybody to stay out of our back parking lot because your car won't stop when you hit the brakes. All right. So now I guess we can go on to sports. And what sports news do you want to lead off with? I don't know.
Basketball.
Okay, let's go with basketball.
The Knicks lost. The Nets won.
Again.
Sounds like an old story, doesn't it?
Unbelievable.
Fifth in a row for the Nets. 8 out of their last 10. And they just keep winning. They're 3 games over 500 now. They were down there with the Knicks beginning of the season. And a big, big turnaround by this team. It's shocking.
Well, good.
It is good.
We need it.
The only thing you got to talk about in New York is winter sports.
I was going to say, we really, really needed that. Okay.
The Rangers are chasing themselves. The Devils stink. The Islanders are doing very well. But they're a team without a country and without a home. So you got the Islanders and the Nets winning. It's like 1980 all over again.
All right, I want to go to a different story. Tony Romo just was reoffered a new contract by CBS. By the way, I am a big Romo fan. I think he's the best commentator we've had on football since John Madden.
From what I heard of him, he's very, very good.
Mike, he says things by looking at the defense and what he says.
He's a quarterback.
And what he says happens most of the time. It's amazing. He's got a good sense of humor, and he is a great color person to go along with an announcer, and I just think he's terrific. I'm a big Tony Romo fan now.
So if he's reading things from upstairs, I guess defenses aren't being as hidden as they used to be.
Unless he really does his homework when he goes and he talks with coaches and stuff, and from what he's seen as a player, I'm not saying he predicts everything, but his insight into the game is really unbelievable. It's fun to watch.
Maybe he should be a quarterback coach if he wants.
It's fun to watch. It's what Madden added to the game. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Madden added the fun aspect of football, the actual what happens on the field with some fun. So. Anyways, I just wanted to say that anyways. So,
that's good.
So I think, doesn't CBS have the Super Bowl?
Oh, I couldn't tell you for all the tea in China.
Well, I hope so because he'll be a great commentator on that anyways.
I hope ESPN doesn't have it.
I don't think they do. I don't think they do. I hope not.
Because that's like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Let me just check this. Super Bowl Network. Let's see what they're going to say. The New England Patriots, Super Bowl. CBS. Okay, it's CBS. So that means we got a chance to hear Romo one more time this year, which is great.
You got your wish.
Yes, I did. Can you imagine me, a Tony Romo fan?
No. Hey, I'm proud of you.
I just think he's...
You dropped your bias.
He's just a... Well, I've always recognized him as a really, really, really good quarterback, even a great quarterback. If it wasn't for Tony Romo, the Dallas Cowboys' record over the past 10 years would have been below 500.
No, he was a good player, just never had the opportunity to win anything big.
Didn't have the right people behind him. Absolutely right. Did not have the right people behind him. So anything else in sports?
Not much going on. If you're into college basketball, it's a big game this weekend. Kansas is playing Kentucky. 6 o'clock Saturday night. You got the big race down at Gulfstream this weekend, the Pegasus, the giving money away for free stuff down there. I think it's a $10 million purse, and they added a $7 million grass race to go along with it. So some pretty good racing down at Gulfstream this weekend that we'll talk about tomorrow.
All right. I know you'll love this headline. Alex Rodriguez, of course,
Clemens,
and Barry Bonds deserve the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, if he got in, he'd help them get in.
That's right.
Boy, oh boy. How long does he apply his lips to the mirror when he wakes up in the morning?
I know. It's amazing.
Oh, my God. So, this guy just continues to make you vomit.
So I was watching the MLB Network last night, and almost every one of the commentators agreed with me that it's going to be close, but they do believe Curt Schilling will get into the Hall of Fame.
We'll see.
They believe it. They think that more his political views, just like it appears, obviously, because Roger Clemens the steroid guys are all around 50 to 60% right now, where they have a potential chance to get in the hall. That the young voters are different and they don't hold things like that against the players. So,
yeah.
But I think Schilling belongs in the Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, without Schilling, the Red Sox World Series run doesn't begin.
It's not only that. No. I mean, the guy was. He was a 200 strikeout pitcher every year, 200 inning pitcher every year, and he didn't just play for the Red Sox.
No.
He played for the Phillies. He played for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
He was on the Diamondbacks when the Diamondbacks beat the Yankees.
Yep. No, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a certified Hall of Famer.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And you know, if his political affiliation was on the other side, he'd be in the Hall of Fame already, which is absolutely ridiculous.
It is. I mean, is he a big mouth? Absolutely. Does he
say what they all are?
I know. Does he say what he wants to say? Absolutely. Is he a Hall of Famer? Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
Last time I checked, we still had freedom of speech.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. He should get in, so we'll have to see what happens next year. And he might get in.
I hope he gets in. I hope Bonds and Clemens get in 5 years after they die.
Next year, Jeter's going to take up so many votes that I think that Schilling will go up by 10, 15%. I think he'll get in next year. I really do.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think
he deserves it.
Yeah.
Bonds and Clemens do not deserve it.
You know, you got four guys get in this year, and then Schilling was really, I think, next on the list. I'm telling you, I really think that that because Jeter's going to be so dominant, that Schilling's going to ride in on his coattails. He should. He shouldn't have to wait two more years because he's got two more years of eligibility. He shouldn't have to wait for two more years of eligibility.
No, he should be in already too, though.
Yeah, he's not. You know, he may not be a first ballot Hall of Famer, even though, believe you me, I think he is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I think he's more of a Hall of Famer than Mike Mussina is.
Yeah,
we said that yesterday.
And I love the way Mussina pitched. He was a steady pitcher, and he did a great job.
Yeah, like I had a little discussion with one of my colleagues yesterday. To me, it's the Hall of Fame, not the Hall of You're Pretty Good. And Mike Mussina was a pretty good pitcher. He was not one of the greatest of all times. When you think of the greatest of all times, it's the people that come immediately to mind, not people you have to think about. Curt Schilling's a pitcher that immediately comes to mind for me. He's right there with Randy Johnson.
Let me put it this way. If Mussina gets in, Mel Stoudemire should get in. That's the way I look at it.
Good comparison.
That's the way I look at it. Mel Stoudemire was an outstanding, steady pitcher for lousy teams, wound up winning more games than he lost, had an incredibly low – look at his stats. If you look at Mel Stoudemire's stats and compare it to some of the pitchers that are in there now.
Yeah. No, that's a great comparison.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that being said, we'll see what happens in sports tonight, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll do some racing tomorrow for sure.
All right, Mike. Take care.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.